The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases and drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak, for they knew who he was. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
You're very quiet. Are you nervous? And the Boy Scouts are here with us because we're celebrating the founding of the Scouts here in the United States. So we're gonna bless them after the homily. And I'm gonna quiz you. Oops, they got nervous all of a sudden. Today's gospel is kind of complicated, but yet relatable, that Jesus Christ was doing his job. Jesus was doing his ministry, healing the sick, driving out demons, and also doing a lot of miracles. And then he went to visit Simon's house, where they found out that Simon's mother-in-law is sick with a fever. In the biblical times, where if you're sick with a fever, you could die because they don't have any antibiotics like what we have right now. And then in the translation, fever means fire. You could die with fire. So that's a translation which literally they can take away your life and your energy. And I was thinking about this, reflecting about this. They told, or the disciples told, about her sickness, but did I not realize, the disciples realized, that Christ was also tired because he was doing the job before that. Like for parents who are here, 24/7, your job doesn't stop. You have to feed your children, go to school, and you have to do it again the next day. For us who have a job, and for all of us doing something, you're doing the same thing over and over again every single day. You have to wake up early, then you have to go to bed late, and you have to do it again. And you get tired most of the time. And this is the reason why Jesus said, "I need to go somewhere the next day to pray, to get that energy." But more so, what I am interested and think about this also for you is the relationship between Jesus and Simon Peter. I bet you Simon did not know Jesus very well yet, but yet he asked Jesus to heal the mother-in-law. It's a complete trust that I have to ask Jesus, and then she will be healed. I'm reading a book right now. The title is I'll Push You. I got this 2 days ago, and I couldn't put it down because I'm really fascinated about this story between Justin and Patrick. Justin is suffering from ALS, and Patrick is a young man. They grew up together, healthy. But Justin said to Patrick, "I want to go to a pilgrimage. Have you heard the Camino? Most of you, or some of you, heard about the Camino, the pilgrimage from France across to Spain. It's about 500 miles. I haven't finished this book yet, but there's something that struck me with this particular book. In the beginning of the pilgrimage, or the planning stage, it says in here, Justin says, in this wheelchair, I am completely at your mercy. And Patrick says, the one who will push him, that's a remarkable amount of trust, a place in someone, and I'm glad you've chosen me. The friendship between Patrick and Justin, it's remarkable, but yet they use the word trust. If you spend so much time together with a person, a family member, a friend, a good friend, trust builds up. And for us to think about this, how much do you trust your friend with your life? When you go camping, Boy Scouts, are you going to trust your life with another Boy Scout? Of course, yes. I was a Boy Scout, but I only lasted for a week because it was too much work. No, it was different back then. And then I thought about this. What can I learn about this group? Because I've been dealing with Cub Scout earlier, Girl Scout last week, and now we have the Scouts. And not what I learned about this group also is the word trust. They need to trust each other in order to build community. It's like a family. And that is utterly remarkable. And here at Holy Family, we visit the sick all the time. We visit the elderly folks who can't be here with us. And most of the time, they always say to me, are you sure you are a priest? You look like 12 years old. And I said to them, I wash my face with Rogaine. It doesn't help because my facial hair doesn't show up easily. It's a funny thing for me because it's a life cycle. We encounter older folks, the middle-aged man like me, and we have the younger ones in our parish. Everything is a cycle. And what can we learn from this book to the story of Jesus and Simon Peter in the gospel? And for us today, sitting in this pews, this past week we celebrated the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Jesus was presented to the temple as the firstborn child. And for Francis, Pope Francis, he said this week, this feast is about encounter. Encounter between the old and the young, because in the temple there was prophetess Anna and Simeon, and then there's baby Jesus. It's an encounter between God and the older folks and the young. And for us today, for all of us, it's the same thing. We have the young people here, we have the middle age, and we have the older folks who are here with us. And that encounter, I'm going to give it to you to take home today and this week. Any moment in your life, especially this week, what are your God moments? What are the encounter of God with you in your life this week? I want you to pay attention, be mindful of it, because we are given by God a chance to be alert, like the Boy Scouts, as a person who knows how to love, how to forgive, and be mindful about the relationships we make every single day, like what happened in our gospel story between Jesus and Simon Peter. And last point, in the second reading, St. Paul says, I became a person for others because of Christ. But do you believe that? That we become a person for others because we believe in Christ? I hope so, because that's the reason why we are here as Christians. What I can give you and what can we pray for one another is to look for those God moments in your life this week and share that to others who don't believe, or those are suffering, who are separated, divorced, death, lonely, depressed. because the joy of Christ is real. Take it. It's all yours. It's all for all of us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.